session number 11381, rule 3.
So we'll do bits and pieces. No, it's nothing to do with RAF. Now, when it gets back to the archives, I don't know whether the RAF holds that or whether the Army holds that. I wouldn't know that. Right? Specifically, they'd look at it and say, ooh, that's Army stuff. But it isn't. It's taken by an RAF man. It must be the same once or twice that the Army fellas took something of us, possibly from the ground to the air, you know. But it goes in their archives and you're looking for something, in effect. It's sometimes you'd be on board ship. Now you'd be taking sailors and all their bits and pieces.
To return to Batavia, is it there that you married?
No. I came back to England. My wife went back to Amsterdam, Holland. And I then went over to Holland about 8 months later or so, or perhaps less. And then she came back over to England and we married here in Willesden.
But she had been interned during the war?
Oh, yes. She had been... in the beginning, when the Japs came, they were in a hotel. Her father owned a hotel. And the Japs took it over. Not to begin with, they didn't take it over, I don't believe. But later on it was taken over by the Kempeitai. And up to a certain time, first her father and her brother were taken into internment, you know, in the camp. And then later on they had to go in. And she spent, 3 years or so, or more, in this camp all the time. I think she was in one camp first, and then she went to another one. I went to the camp that she was in, but I didn't know her then. I didn't know of her even. And I took some just extra.
Which camp was that?
Chideng. And then I took some general photos of the situation, that's all. There's no point in me making a story as such. I had no sound, remember. See, if you've got sound, you can follow up shots, but when you're taking silent picture, you're taking something that records something, and that's it. You're not making a story as such. You can't, not unless you've got a backup system that can put sound to it. Right? Well, when they did send a sound unit out, it was too late. And when they did come out, their equipment was all kaput. I had to do a bit of repair to their equipment to get it going. Then after that, I never saw them. I think I saw them for about... Every time I came back, that was Calcutta. And about twice, I think, I saw them after that. And what sounding they did, I don't know. But they were doing sound pictures around or what, I haven't a clue. I never met them out in the field.
They were doing special sequences, I think, for Burma Victory.
Probably, yeah, probably. I have no idea what they were really sent for.
Speeches by Mountbatten.
That would be it. Oh, well, now I see what you mean. Well, that again, you see, if they'd have been there at the time filming, one could match this. Oh, probably it is matched then. It's quite possible.